Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio programs, you'll find some Bible videos there, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. You can even find out more information about us. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. Last month, we began a study of Bible examples. We want to continue that theme in the month of September, and this morning we want to talk about Jesus, our perfect example. In Acts chapter 3, verse 22 through 24, the scripture says, "For Moses truly said this to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who have followed, as many have spoken, have also foretold of these days." We have previously discussed some wonderful old Bible characters. Now let us turn our attention to our Lord, the greatest example of all. While talking about great Bible examples, we must include the study of the perfect example in our Lord. All of us understand that the coming of Christ into the world was planned before the world was created. After being born of a virgin, a humble childhood, where he grew in wisdom and stature in favor of God and man, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he began 3 years of public ministry following his baptism by John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 through 16. When questioned about his claim to be Christ, the Messiah, he clearly pointed to his relationship with God the Father. "You both know me, and you know where I'm from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know, but I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me." John 7, 28 and 29. John's gospel is filled with his claims of his work and his relationship with God. Matter of fact, that's the reason for the gospel of John. It is to validate and confirm the claim that he was who he claimed to be, the Son of God. But Jesus is our perfect example in many things in the scriptures. And so we want to look at some of those examples for the next few weeks and how Jesus is our perfect example and how we can learn from that example. We begin by talking about Jesus, our perfect example in prayer. Even though he was God, he still felt the need to pray, and he did so often. 21 times are recorded of instances of the prayers of the Son of God, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Hebrews 5 and verse number 7. He prayed in solitude in Matthew the 6th chapter and verse number 6. "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." He also prayed in secret in Matthew 14, verse number 23. Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 23. "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there." And so we see that he prayed in secret. He prayed publicly in John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, we begin reading in verse number 41. Verse number 41 of John chapter 11. Then he took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. So we see he prayed publicly as he raised Lazarus from the dead. He also prayed publicly, just as Paul did in Acts chapter 20, verse 36 through 28. Another mistake that many people make about prayer is the teaching on prayer of the Lord in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9 through 13. Now, many people call this the Lord's Prayer, but it is not the Lord's Prayer. It is the Lord's teaching on prayer. Let us read. In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on the earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, as John taught his disciples. We also know that he prayed for others. And John 17 is one of the most beautiful prayers that Jesus ever uttered. And it was uttered in three parts. The first part, in verses 1 through 5, deals with his relationship with his Father. In the next part, verse 6 through 19, deals with his relationship with his apostles. And then, in verse 19 to the end of the chapter, he prays for all the believers that would believe and obey the gospel by the preaching and the teaching of what the gospel would be revealed. And so we see that he prayed for others. That was a trait that he often did, that he prayed for others. He was also constant in his request. In Matthew 26, as he faced his greatest challenge, the cross, he prayed three times. He prayed three times in a similar manner, that if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not thy will, my will, but thy will be done. You see, he was constant in prayer all through his life on earth. In this public ministry that he had, he exemplified the need to pray. He prayed for special needs. He prayed for the needs of his disciples in Matthew 19 and verse 13, in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, in John 17, 9 and 11, verse 15, verse 20, and verse 21. He prayed for their special needs, things that he knew that they would need as they completed the work that he was preparing them to do. He also prayed for his enemies. One of the greatest examples of this is while he was on the cross. In Luke chapter 23, as he was being crucified and he was dying on the cross, this short prayer is uttered by the Lord himself in verse 34 of Matthew 23. In Luke chapter 23. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lot. He even prayed for his enemies. He also taught us in the great Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, 44 and 45, that we also are to pray for our enemies. He commended brief prayers. In Luke chapter 18, he commended brief prayers for those people who were praying, like the publican and sinner. Remember the publican, he gave an itinerary of all the great things he had done. But the sinner, the publican, he did not even so much lift his eyes up to heaven, but smote his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Even though that was a very short prayer, God said that man went down to his house justified. In Matthew chapter 6, in his teaching on prayer, he told us not to use vain repetition. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't pray for the same thing, but just to say a lot of words and say the same phrase over and over without any heartfelt urgency or deep thought given, that's just vain repetition. We also are not to pray for show. This is something that's very important. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. The scripture tells us, take heed that you do not do your terrible deeds before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a terrible deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory for men. And surely I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be seen in secret, and your Father who is in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. And surely I say to you, they have their reward. Praying for show and praying for personal gratification is vain prayer and will not profit anything. God is always willing to hear and answer our prayers. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11, he gave the illustration of a father wanting to help their children and his willingness to help us if we will seek and ask. In Philippians 4 and verse 6, we're told to make our requests known unto him. In Matthew 6, verse 8, we are told that he knows what we need even before we ask. And so we have this example of how to pray. Now I want you to think about something as we bring these thoughts together in closing this morning. If the Son of God, who was deity, who created this world, who is part of the Godhead, who would end up going to the cross and would be dying for the sins of the world, if Jesus Christ, while he lived on a man, as he lived as a man on earth for 33 years, if he saw the need to pray on a continual basis in many different circumstances, how is it that it escapes us that it's not important for us to develop a good prayer life? We need to pray like our perfect example prayed. If the Son of God saw the need for prayer, saw the power that there was in prayer, and thought the comfort and strength that was given in prayer, shouldn't we follow that same example? One of the greatest blessings of being a Christian is we have the right to pray. We have the right to pray under any circumstances, for any need, and to make any request known to God. And we have the assurance that his ears are open unto our prayers. And to show us and to demonstrate to us that that indeed is true, he gave us a perfect example while he was here in doing that very thing himself, so that we too could have the confidence and the resolve that we need to be praying people. We need to pray often, and we need to pray without ceasing, as we read in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Yes, Jesus Christ was our perfect example, and he was our perfect example in prayer, how to pray, when to pray, and the powerful need of prayer in our lives. Let us look to that example. Let us pattern that example. And let us become more prayerful in our lives and more determined to have a regular, habitual prayer life so we can be strengthened and that we can continue to live for him. Thank you. You have a